This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The dove hunt is now in full swing. Squirrel hunting still underway. Teal hunting going strong as well. And we also have some great summer fishing action. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, dove hunters are finding some pretty good success. The real problem out there is the wet spring we had. Late spring, wet spring, what all came together and caused it, but many of the sunflowers got planted late, and the less than ripe sunflowers are not producing the great dove hunting that we typically see. You need to find fields that have better crops and better sunflowers, and I think you'll find some pretty good success. In fact, a roundup from some of the local sites, public hunting areas, includes Horseshoe Lake, where something less than spectacular action was found during the opening couple days there. Though some hunters enjoyed fair shooting, few, if any, carried home limits of doves. The shooting action at Horseshoe was proving earlier reports true about certain sunflower fields yielding less than ideal hunting action. In some cases, the problems likely stemmed from late planted and less than ripe sunflowers. At Horseshoe Lake, however, the site personnel feel that severe damage to the crop by feeding deer may have played a negative role. In fact, the young hunters may have actually done better than adults at Horseshoe. During Horseshoe Lake's opening day youth hunt, the youngsters averaged 11 doves each. Adults hunting the same day in a nearby field averaged only 8 doves per hunter. As of day 4, the average had dwindled to only 4 doves per hunter, so things are a little tough over at Horseshoe Lake. Still, reports of fair to good gutting have come from other popular state-managed dove hunting areas. Though the fields are considerably smaller and less than ideal shape, hunters at San Chris Lake were recording good success. During the first 2 days of hunting, some 800 doves were harvested at this site. The Jim Edgar Panther Creek site, another excellent dove hunting area, showed good hunting success with several large fields open to hunters each day. This area typically produces superb hunting each year, and it does appear that this fall is no exception at this site. During the first 4 days of the season, hunters at Jim Edgar Panther Creek bagged over 3,000 doves. At that point, this site may be leading the state in harvest. And best of all, weather reports look favorable for continued dove hunting success. With relatively warm weather ahead, it's entirely possible that good numbers of dove will remain here for a couple of weeks. And with most state-managed areas now conducting daily drawings when needed, most hunters are getting an opportunity to participate. So there's pretty good hunting opportunities there. The rules at most state-managed hunting areas permit hunters to use only shotgun shells containing shot sizes 7.5, 8, or 9. Or number 6 or smaller steel. Now, hunters using shells containing bismuth shot must use size 7.5 or smaller. Keep in mind that many local sites require the use of shotgun shells containing only non-toxic shot. And the first segment of the dove season, which opens September 1st, will continue through October 27th. The season then reopens November 2nd and continues through November 14th. The daily limit is 15 doves with a possession limit of 30. And unless exempt by law, hunters must have a valid hunting license, a habitat stamp, and a harvest information number or certification. So there's some good opportunities there. Fishing looking good as well. And we're going to be back in just a few moments to take a look at some of our fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and though the hot weather has returned, the fishing is still red hot, and we're looking for some more great fishing this week. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the core is just about finished dropping the lake, and it's really down about summer pool. The flow rate has really slowed down, and this has helped an already good crappie bite. The water temperatures are running in the low 80s, and the lake is quite clear. And right now, it's right, like I said, right at summer pool. Most anglers are using a slip bobber rig and minnow to fish the brushy areas as well as the down trigger timber. They've started using jigs and tubes and swimming them through the down trees and brush as well. Since the water is very clear all over the lake, white jigs, white maybe with a chartreuse or white sparkle has been the hot ticket right now. The white bass have finally started showing up on the ledges, and anglers are using a drop shot rig with a circle hook tied about a foot above a half ounce weight. Candy stripers or other types of tail spinner jigs and fishing them like a drop shot rig almost vertically is also working. Anglers are catching lots of crappie right now, and you can catch good numbers of fairly decent sized crappie. So the summer bite remains very good. Keep at it, and I think you'll put together a very nice stringer of crappie. The catfish bite, too, is good, and the bass bite, it's been an early morning affair, but it has been good as well. At Lake Carlisle Lake right now, catfish are rated very good in the main lake. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are drifting with bait shrimp and finding excellent catches. The crappie bite rated very good here as well. They've seen a lot of crappie coming in the last couple of weeks from areas of structure around the lake. And the white bass bite, it's getting better and better. Whites are being taken from both the humps and the flats, as well as the many clay banks and points, depending upon the time of day. Many anglers are trolling over the humps with bandit crankbaits. Shore fishermen and those fishing from the banks are using inline spinners such as Panther Martins and Vibrix, coupled with curly tail jigs. In the spillway, the water has been cut way back. There's not just much flow, and the action has been very slow down there. So most of the better action is now coming from the main lake. The bass are being taken off the riprap shorelines. At the Wren Lake, the crappie bite remains good. So all three lakes yielding some very good crappie action. Summer patterns in place, and that means catching a lot of fish, sorting through a lot of them to get the keepers, too. The bite is primarily on the stake beds and brush piles in the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. Shoreline fishermen are having their best success catfishing from the bank at the Ina boat ramp. It seems to be the perfect spot for shoreline fishing, and the catfish are doing very well. Crappie are being caught off the concrete wall at the sailboat harbor ramp and off the docks at the Wren Lake Resort. Boat fishermen are finding the catfish bite quite good. Main lake drifting seems to be the most popular technique. Pick out a spot, cast out some lines, and let them drag on the bottom, and you'll find a success most likely. Let the wind tell you which way you want to go. Follow the wind, and if you have an east wind, start at the Wren Lake Resort or the Sailboat Harbor and let it push you west. If you have a west wind, start at the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch, and the wind will push you east. You will catch fish. The baits of choice right now have been cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers, all types of live baits working very well. The bass bite, they're in their summer pattern in full swing right now. They're being caught on the shallow bushes and laydowns at about 2 to 4 feet of water by anglers fishing soft plastics and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are a good choice. These fish are transitioning to the rocks and being caught on crankbaits. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge has been a hot spot recently to pitch jigs or cast crankbaits. And the bluegill bite at Rend, still quite good, catching lots of these fish in shallow water and along the rocks. Regular old worms seem to be working better than anything. You can fish shallow under the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge and Sailboat Harbor Bridge, and you'll find very good success there. So lots of good fishing going on. It looks like we'll have some intermittent periods of some great dove hunting. The teal hunt's underway. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. So now's the time to get out and enjoy it. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.